Anybody spirit-filled today and excited about Jesus? Amen. Why don't you stand up right where you are? We can go a little bit down darker, Brother Jesse. Amen. Let's just start to pray over this service. Amen. Everybody just start to pray. Amen. We love you, Father. You're good. Hallelujah. He's a good God, isn't he? Why don't you start by giving God some praise? You can do it before some. Amen. Start out. Give God a hand. Come on. You can do better than that. Make a lot of noise. You don't need 1,000 people to do that. You can do it with this group right here. Come on. Let's do it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say, I'm glad to be here. Let's try to do this.
Well, I just want to praise you for the rest of my life. I'll give you glory forever.
This part, I know we're singing.
No rocks gonna take my place when it comes to singing for you.
I just wanna live.
I just wanna lift my voice. I just wanna do what you want me to.
You got it, come on, let's do it.
I just wanna praise you for the rest of my life. I'll give you glory forever. I want you to know, I'll give you my all.
You are the
the power every night, every family night. Every breath that I take, I'll declare your name.
Has he done great things for you this morning?
Hallelujah. In my mind, mighty overcomer. In my soul, the reason why. In my life, you are the fire that calls me on.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He's a good God, isn't he? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many are glad you're alive this morning? Say, life is worth living, and I can get over anything I'm dealing with. Just pray that we're able to do this one. Is that all right?
When I first knew you, and love's first fire burned hot within me, there was not anything you could ask of me I wouldn't do for you.
Yeah.
But soon my love had grown cold and I could not see how far I drifted from you. Darling,
that's all right.
When I first knew you and freedom came like new life in me, I knew I'd tasted what I've been looking for the moment love broke through. Don't let me ever forget what I found in you when you made my heart brand new.
Come on, let's sing it.
If love is worth living for, then love is worth dying for. It means freedom, walking in freedom, every day a little more free.
If love is worth living, come on.
If love is worth living for, then love is worth dying for. It means freedom, walking in freedom, deeper in intimacy. In love with the King, I'm free.
Hallelujah! How many of you like that? Come on, let's do it. Love is worth the don't. Come on.
If love is worth living for, then
dying.
Then love is worth dying for. It means freedom, walking in freedom, every day a little more free.
If love is worth living for.
If love is worth living for, then love is worth dying for. It means freedom, walking in freedom, deeper in intimacy. In love with the King, I'm free.
Tell somebody if love is worth living.
If love is worth living for, then love is worth dying for.
Love is worth living.
If love is worth living for, then love is worth dying for. It means freedom, walking in freedom, deeper in intimacy. In love with the King, I'm free.
Think about this.
Love turns to passion, remembering my life before you. Hopeless and empty, deep inside, no other love satisfied. They promised me the world and then they used me up, and then they cast me aside. Kind of love most sad satisfied. The kind of love that would lay down its very life and shed redeeming blood.
Help me.
Jesus, your love for me is a loving fire, and you are my heart's desire. If love is worth living, if love is worth living for, then love is worth dying for. It means freedom, walking in freedom, every day a little more free. If love is worth living, if love is worth living for, then love is worth dying for. It means freedom, walking in freedom, deeper in intimacy. In love with the King, I'm free. Tell somebody if love is worth living for, come on. If love is worth living for, then love is worth dying for. It means freedom, walking in freedom, every day a little more free. If love is worth living for, then love is worth dying for. It means freedom, walking in freedom, deeper in intimacy. In love with the King, I'm free.
Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you know you're free and you're glad about it? Why don't you find somebody and hug on this morning and tell them you love them? Come on. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. What number is this, Sister Crystal? Hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. Let's not forget anybody. Come on, y'all. Love those kids from the bell. Jane Ellen, you want to get the kids for me? Hug that little girl for me. Donna Isaacs, my word! Hey! Donna Isaacs here!
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord.
How you doing?
Rejoice in the Lord.
Come on, let's sing. This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice in it.
Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord.
How many want to rejoice? Come on.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord. Come on.
Rejoice in the Lord.
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Tell somebody, come on, tell them.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice.
Tell them, Crystal.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in.
Somebody show them how to rejoice. Come on.
Rejoice, yeah, in the Lord.
Show them how. worthy, worthy.
He is worthy to be
celebrated.
Celebrate the presence of the Lord. Lord. Hey, yes.
Celebrate.
Celebrate the presence of the Lord. For he is worthy.
Well, rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Come on, let's rejoice.
Come on. Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for he is worthy.
Don Scott, come on.
Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for he is worthy.
Take somebody by the hand and tell him.
Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for he is worthy.
Celebrate.
Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for he is worthy.
Now we're going to cry out, celebrate.
Celebrate. Hallelujah.
I have a feeling somebody wants to get their praise on. We usually try to keep dignified on Sunday morning. But every visitor is from a Holy Ghost filled church, I know that. How many want to praise God? Now, Benita, did you drive this morning? Can we do something fun and then we go on? Is that all right? Somebody say hallelujah.
I feel a Holy Ghost shout coming on. I feel a Holy Ghost shout coming on. Well, it's time to let go. Get into the flow. I feel a Holy Ghost shout.
Much better. How many feel much better? Y'all like Jesse's jacket this morning? Jesse, I'm getting ready to let you play those drums that aren't. coming on. You want to do the announcements for us? You can sit down if you want.
Fridays, 8 o'clock. Sunday mornings at 11. This coming Saturday, February the 2nd, is our first meeting of the women's ministry. We've got two wonderful ladies coming from Lakewood, Donna McGowan and Sylvia Lotta?
Sylvia Jones from First Methodist Downtown.
Yes, great ladies. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be breakfast here at 10 o'clock in the morning. See Crystal, myself, Rita, we got to get you registered and signed up. We'll have a breakfast and kick it off. It's going to be an awesome time. Any of those with the kiddos, see me. If you have any of the money for either of the trips, if you have questions, I'll go over that with you as well. And this is our last week for our 21 days. We're meeting here at 5:30 in the morning for morning devotionals.
Chris, do you want to take this morning's offering for it? How many think Crystal looks almost better than me?
We're going to take up this morning's tithes and offerings. If you need an offering envelope, just raise your hand. If you're giving by cash, that helps Brother Jesse keep record.
So you should do a little bit of teaching on that before you take it. Do you know anything about it?
Oh, yes. It does. It really works. Rita's up here. She said it works. It does. You know, your offering is more than just money. And whenever you give into the offering, you're sowing a seed. And whenever you sow a seed, it's going to go into the ground. And this is good ground. Amen. And when it goes into the ground, it's going to grow up and produce. And you know, the Bible says, give and it shall come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that's a promise. It says it will come back to you. So when you sow this morning, just sow believing, expecting. If you have a need and you're believing God for something, just sow into that. And just pray over it and just say, God, I'm sending this toward that need to meet that need. And He'll do it. So whenever you get your offering ready, just go ahead and stand up. And we're going to bless it this morning. Just go ahead and lift it up to God. Father God, we thank you for these offerings. Father, we bless them right now in Jesus' name. And we go and we tell them to go forth and to come back again in Jesus' name. And Father God, we just bless it. We send it forth into the earth to accomplish your will. And Father, we just rejoice this morning that we have the opportunity to give. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity. And we bless this seed. In the name of Jesus, amen. You can just come on up. The Bible says to bring your tithes and offerings.
Put us back on the house. Because the kids get to go to children's church. She said, because they get to be here for all. Good. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost just for a second. Is that all right? Come on. Thank you, Father, for your grace, for your mercy. Every believer, come on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God, isn't he? God is good, 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 good. Find somebody that you're happy to see here today and go to them and let them know, I'm so happy you're here today that I'm going to pray for you. Amen. So you get up out of your seat and do that. It's good. This is fellowship time. Some say we're doing a whole lot of moving. It could be a visitor this morning. Go to somebody that you know you're happy that is here this morning. And go, I'm happy you're here this morning too. Go on and minister to them. Amen. And let them know you love them. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Crystal, just go on and play. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Donna, I'm so glad you're here this morning. I really am. You know I'm glad you're here, friend. Donna Isaac's here this morning. Amen. Amen. God. God bless you. Oh, man. I'll always be glad to see you if you come. And that's sincere. I just don't say it out of the top of my head. David, we're happy to see you here. Amen. Still breathing. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell somebody you love them. Buddy, I'm glad to see you this morning. Can I shake your hand? Amen. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Mace, I'm so glad you decided to bring your family here with us. You're going to run from me. Amen. I love you. Loved it, you brother. Here, glad to see you here this morning. Glad to see you, Prilly. Amen. Mel, I'm glad to see you. I've been trying to call my brother True. Why don't y'all get your Bibles out? Amen. Get your Bibles out. Amen. How many are ready for a good word? Amen. You should have watched Joel this morning then. Amen. No. Okay. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God. We got a lot to accomplish this morning, don't we? But y'all wouldn't be mad if we didn't get it all done, right? Because what day belongs to the Lord?
Sunday.
How many hours there are to it? How many? What day is the Lord's day?
Every day.
He said the Sabbath day is, every day is the Lord's day, but the Sabbath day belongs to God, so I don't have any problem with you sitting your butt in church on Sunday. Amen. You get seven that you can do whatever you want with. Amen. Amen. Six that you can do whatever you want to do in those days. Amen. The seventh day you can give to God and I have no problem.
Amen.
Amen. With two and three and four and five and six, seven services a day. Amen. There are certain people that the devil takes all their time, you know. There are some people incarcerated for worshiping the devil, you know. They got about 40 years, 7 days a week for 40 years to pull through. Amen. Yeah. But you know what? We get one day that we get to serve the Lord with and we should do it with joy. Amen. Yeah. And this is good training. If you have a problem going to church, please don't go to heaven. What do you think it's going to be?
Amen.
Amen. People got a problem with sitting in church for more than 15, 20, 30 minutes. Amen. They're griping, you know. The songs are too long. Well, you can't shut them angels up. They say, are you going to sing that song one more time? They said them angels been circling around that throne for a long time. And they've been circling around that throne singing the same song. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you say, man, he just sung that verse. If he does that verse one more time, I'm going to slap that boy. Amen. Well, you're not going to be able to slap the angels for singing. So you better get used to it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you don't like it, fake it till you make it. Amen. I've had to do it many times. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't he good? All right. We're going to try to accomplish something. Let's go to... There was a sermon that you might want to pick up out there in a bookstore. And I think I hope we got one out there. Crystal likes it. Amen. Somebody say, what time is it? No, it's not what time is it. It has to do about that thing about, is it time yet? Somebody say, is it time yet?
Is it time yet?
And that's a good one to catch, you know. And I only know if we might have one out there, two out there, three out there. The first ones to it without hitting somebody can have it for free. Amen. But the rest of you, amen, can order it. But you might want to water the word with that. Amen. So we're going to briefly go over some of the notes from what time is it. And then we're going to pick up some other stuff. How many of you been saved for more than a year?
Amen.
Amen. So you can be able to hang with what we're going to say today. Amen.
Amen.
This is some deep stuff. I got into it. It's kind of relevant. You know, it's got a little bit of revelation to it. All right.
Jesus.
All right. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Rita, you want to be a real quick reader for me? Is my sound guy up there? Amen. Keep your head so I can see it. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if you left me. Get up on this mic. Amen. And read that for us. Just keep reading from Mark. Keep reading. Amen. Go on and just keep reading until we tell you to stop. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay. It's Mark 16:14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat eating and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
My.
And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Keep going. Is that the end of it?
That's the end of it.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. She read so fast. Amen. Did y'all get to Mark chapter 13, verse 34?
No, there is no 34.
Huh?
It's the 20.
Oh, my goodness. Try Matthew.
Sorry.
Well, that's a good verse, too. We're going to use that one. Amen. Get back up here, Rita.
Where are we going?
And read Matthew chapter 13, verse 16. It all goes together. Yep.
Okay, Matthew 13, starting at verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them.
Praise God. Go to Mark chapter 13, verse 33.
Mark
13:33. Y'all scared me like y'all got a... I got a couple of chapters in my Bible that y'all don't have. Tell me it's not there. Amen.
Okay, Mark chapter 13, starting at verse 33.
Amen.
Take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is like a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cockcrow, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
Everybody say watch.
Watch.
Say it again. Watch.
Watch.
Say it one more time. Watch.
Watch.
Take heed. Watch and pray, for you know not. Somebody say, you don't know.
You don't know.
So you better watch.
So you better watch.
That's a revelation from God from us. We think we can get so big that, you know, you don't know what's in store.
Amen.
There is something that says, you know, God can reveal certain things to us, you know. I'm calling this watch. We're going to get into this and put it in reference to what we're dealing with in our life and in our situation. It says, take heed, watch, and pray, for you know what, you know not when the time is. I'm going to say, you don't know what time it is.
You don't know what time it is.
You're going to have to watch. And that time is a due season. Everybody say due season. And I'm getting this revelation from the Holy Ghost. Now, of course, it's talking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's also talking about due season. We've learned around here that all of us are going to go through things in our life. To everything, there's a time and there's a season. Amen. There's a time to be tested. There's a time to be tried. Amen. There's a time to go through something.
Amen.
God didn't put us on it, but you're still going to have to walk through it, right? But I tell you what, whatever attack that you're dealing with in your life, I don't care what it is, there's a time frame on it. The devil's got a lease to do whatever he wants to do sometime, but when the time's up, the time is up. And I want you to know straight up, you don't know what time it is.
Amen.
That's why we got to walk with faith. We got to walk, you know, and do the same thing all the time. Amen. Because your due season could get there and you'll miss it.
Amen.
So how do we know what due season is? Somebody say, watch.
Watch.
And pray. It says, take heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when your due season is. Heed means to perceive. Amen. Everybody say, be perceptive.
Be perceptive.
You can be so fleshly and so carnal that all you're doing is thinking about problems. All you're doing is thinking about the situation. But you know you can get to the point to where you know God's going to bring you out. You have to be perceptive. So that you can walk in the spirit, not necessarily always in the flesh. He doesn't have to crack the sky open and talk through a bush for you.
Amen.
You know, most of the time, if had you came up and said, God spoke to me in a bush, I'd think you were crazy.
Amen.
You know, it gets me, some of these people, I know people that get more prophecies than half the prophets in the Bible, but don't have enough sense to comb their hair. Amen. You know, last time somebody, God talked through a burning bush, that was Moses, and look what he did. But we're hearing God speak in trees, through bicycles, through cars, through dogs, cats, and rats. Amen. We can't do nothing. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Many times we want God to tell us all night. God spoke to me all night long. Amen. You get up exactly the same. When Moses had an encounter with God, what happened? His hair turned white. You could tell he had seen Jesus. He had seen God, and it made a difference in his life. So stop trying to hear voices in bushes, twigs, and stick, you know, bushes and twigs, rats, cats, and dogs, amen, and pick up your Bible and just do a simple thing, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Am I speaking against prophecy? No. But we pray in order to do what? Do we pray to, you know, so we could hear just like the top prophet? No. We pray so that we might have a perception, amen, that our senses might be sharp, amen. Everyone's senses can work in many different ways. You can meet someone and all of a sudden a divine flow will go out of your heart. That's perception. You know, all of a sudden you're attracted to somebody. You don't know why you're attracted. And it's more than just, oh, that person looks good. You know, all of a sudden you're drawn to people, just to be friendly or something. That's perception. Bible says, take heed. Everybody say, take heed.
Take heed.
Be perceptive. Amen. We can live a lifestyle that our perception is up. And someone say, watch.
Watch.
And that basic watch means keep awake. We talked about at the Bible study, this is coming back up again. When I study this word, watch, it means somebody say, just stay awake. We figured out certain things, you know, that the devil wants us all to be sleeping to opportunity. We don't think anything's going to happen to us, so we're going to sleep right through our blessing. Amen. Sleep right through our day. Somebody say, wake up.
Wake up.
If you want to have a better day, the first thing you got to do is get up.
Amen.
Just be alert in case the mailman does come. Amen. Your deliverance, you'll be able to pick it up.
Amen.
Somebody say, just be alert. Many people are awake because they're expecting something terrible to happen, always on edge, amen? But we need to be awake in case the Holy Spirit wants to come our way and do something good for us.
Amen.
Be alert for a blessing. Many times people are alert just because of fear. I knew it was coming, something going terrible happened to me, amen? But you know, we also need to take heed, watch, and pray in case due season starts to manifest around us and we'll be able to take advantage of it. How many know that there are angels out there looking to bless you? Amen. That God's looking to bless you. There are good things out there for you. But you got to be able to have your spiritual perception open and say, hey, that's a good thing for me. I'm going to walk in it. Some say pray. Then this word pray, you know, it doesn't mean just always be praying all the time. Amen. It said just be in a worshipful attitude at all times. Some say pray. This word prayer could also mean just this prosukime. It could mean, you know, just to worship God, just to love God. You know, there are seasons, you know, you can, if you're going to watch and take heed, you got to be in an attitude of worship. That you love God, some say, always open for him to do something. And I like this thing, it says, take heed, be perceptive. Be perceptive, watch, be on guard, don't be asleep. Don't give up. People that lose hope sleep all the time. Just wake up. Some say, amen.
Amen.
Beat the devil and wake up. I don't know why I'm going there, but we've been going there a lot, amen. Beat the devil and wake up. Amen. Take advantage of it. People that the devil and have, you know, the devil's telling me, oh, nothing's going to get good for you. This is a terrible day. You want to sleep through it and think you're going to get something better in la la land. Amen. But I want you to know that God's got a better thing for you tomorrow than anything the devil's got going for you. You got hope. I don't care how rough the situations look. Amen. There's something better for you out there tomorrow than something that the devil's going to try to pull off. The day that you're sleeping, God wants to work you through. I don't care. Amen. Somebody say, tomorrow's the best day. There are more angels assigned to you. First of all, there are more angels than there are devils.
Amen.
So you got a better chance of coming up with something from God, amen, than you do with something evil. But many times we sleep. Amen. Somebody say, if you just wake up, you'll find out that the day is on your side. There are many things that we set up there. You know, the enemy lies to the back of our mind. Oh, I had certain things going on in the ministry, in church, in finance. And Lord, the last thing I want to do is get up out of that bed and move. Amen. The last thing I want to do is come outside the house and pick up the telephone. But when we do that, afraid of the devil, we're afraid to open the door to opportunity. So we say, you got hope. Glory to God. You got hope. Something good's fixing to happen to you. Amen.
Amen.
But if you live and you are spiritually perceptive, amen, you'll be able to pick it up.
Amen.
So say, God is on my side.
And
he's looking to bless you. So say, well, I messed up and I got some things coming my way. Well, the kindness, love, mercy, and goodness of God leads men to repentance.
Amen.
If you got a lot of mess with you, God will bless you out of your mess.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, yes, love covers a multitude of sins. So we say, amen. If God's going to hook you up, he's going to bless you out of that stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Many times we think God's going, we're in a cesspool someplace. We think God's just going, I told you not to do that again. Amen. No, you're his child. He's going to pick you up, love you, clean you up. Amen. Talk to you, say, next, you know, I'm going to help you so you don't get there again. Amen.
Amen.
God's not going to send you to a little bit of hell so you get to make it to heaven. Amen. We don't learn that way. Amen.
Amen.
We don't learn that way. We think we learn that way. We don't. I tell you what, straight up, I figured out this about myself. I don't learn, period. You know, that's not a bad confession. That's just reality. I have to depend on the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. For God's ability, he wants to take me certain places. I just depend on God. God, you're going to have to teach this to me. Oh, hallelujah. And he does. Some say, take heed, watch and pray, because you don't know. So many of us think we know what tomorrow holds. You don't know. I tell you what, God's ways are beyond our ways. His mindset for us is way beyond stuff. Amen. Well, I know exactly what God wants to do me. No, you don't. You don't have the mindset. You know just a little bit. He didn't tell you all of it.
Amen.
There's a lot of stuff in there that he could, you know, it'd take too long. You'd never get started in life and God's going to tell you everything you're going to do in life. Amen. You'd be 92 years old by the time he'd get to age 3. Some say, you don't know. He doesn't give you all the details. Amen. He just gives you the assignments. And the quicker we learn to go with what he just perceptively leads us to, we'll be all right.
Amen.
How many of you would love that? How many got daytimers? And how, you know, God has the ability to journal everything that happens and to tell you 945.109. One hair will fall to the ground. You got to know that information. Amen. Some say, need to know. Some people are too nosy even about their own life. Some say nosy. There are certain things we just don't need to know. We just need to depend on God and trust that God's trying to bless us and that he loves us. Amen.
Amen.
And most of the time, our due season comes about and we don't even know what's happening in our life. People thought that Joseph, when he was being put down in that pit, to put down that pole, he didn't know that was his hookup. Then the natural, some of us are in some crazy situations or in some messed up situations. We say, this is the beginning of the end. Well, you don't know. That's your hookup.
Amen.
God's fixing to bless you. Amen. And I perceive in my spirit that this is a due season for many of us. Amen.
Amen.
And we got to discern it by because we walk by faith and not necessarily by sight.
Amen.
Amen. This is due season. Don't let the devil lie to you. This is the new day for all of us. Amen. And God's trying to bless us in that. But if we develop a lifestyle of prayer, amen, and perception, amen, we would be able to get a little bit sharper to our due season. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Says you don't understand the timings of God. And this due season, everybody say due season.
Due season.
Say opportunity.
Opportunity.
Glory to God. Many people blow opportunities. God makes it easy for us. You know that? He makes it real easy for us. Where you want to go, God's going to throw you some steps.
Amen.
He's going to throw you some easy stuff to come along. And if you learn to get over stuff, amen. Many things are coming in our life. We think, man, it's sent to knock me out. No, dummy, he's sending that little thing for you to step. As I heard in Maryland, then it came down here. You Southern people are real slow.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to tell a story. And then, you know, amen, I heard it a long time ago. Amen. There was this old mule. The guy had this mule that didn't seem to be doing anything, wasn't worth anything. So he figured out, I'm going to dig myself a hole and throw this thing in and just bury it because I can't take to put it, shoot it, you know. So he's going to bury this mule alive. So he put this big old hole. Down on the ground, he threw that mule in the hole. The mule down there braying, doing all this other stuff. And all of it, you know, he just started getting the dirt and pouring it on. How many of us feel like that sometimes? We've been throwing a hole, you know, and every time, instead of coming out, they don't throw you a ladder, they just throw you some dirt. Amen. Trying to bury you alive. Amen. It felt like you're being buried alive. You're looking for rain from heaven. Oh, God, send the rain from heaven. Bless me, Lord. You get up there, you get dirt in your mouth and eyes. Amen. Seems like dirt after dirt after dirt after dirt after dirt, right?
Amen.
Well, this mule had enough sense that some of us don't have. You know, that mule learned that every time they threw some dirt on its back trying to bury it, it would shake it off. And if it just kept shaking off, somebody say, shake it off.
Shake it off.
Never can't put on you to keep it there. You can shake it off. Let them call you crazy. Somebody say, I'm going to shake that off. Somebody say, shake it. How many got some stuff you need to shake off today?
Amen.
Amen. Shake it off. Amen. You know, somebody said this about me. Somebody did that about me. I can't handle that. Shake it off and go on. Amen. Well, this mule, every time that guy just puts some dirt on his back, and I'm not saying God's trying to throw dirt on your back, but stuff happens. Amen. You got to learn to shake it off. And if you can keep shaking it off, that mule would shake it off every time it hit its back and step on it. And it just happened again and again and again to where it shook off enough dirt. Amen. And it got itself out of the hole. Amen. Somebody say, if you stop crying about stuff that's going your way and start to use it for your good, amen, you'll get out of that mess.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say, I'm going to shake off this stuff
and
stand on it,
stand
keep
on
the
it.
Devil under my foot, and get out of this mess. See, many of us can't get out anywhere because we want to keep it on our head. Oh, darn dare on me. Put it in their head. Somebody say, you're not going to get out like that. I'm going to keep thinking about it. I'm going to keep meditating. I'm going to keep dwelling on it. You know, oh, it's just happening. I'm never going to get out of this. If you can't pay the bill, don't worry about it. You can't think it up. You know, anybody worried about a bill and then all of a sudden you saw it come to pass? If I worry about this bill long enough, amen, all of a sudden on my kitchen table, the money going to be there. No. Anybody thought that? Anybody had that yet? If you did, teach me how to do it, amen. You're going to have worrying 101 and I'm going to be the first one there. Amen. How many have been able to worry stuff up? Amen. It does not come.
Amen.
Amen. They say your light's going to be off in 15 days. You better enjoy them 15 days. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. You better learn to live.
Amen.
Because the devil's a liar. You know, he can't pull off what he wants to pull off. Get that stuff off your head and under your feet. Somebody say, if it's a problem, put it under. If it's a good thing, put it in your head.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm going to get this mess out of my head and under my feet. Amen. Say it again. Out of my head,
out of my hair,
and under my feet.
Under my feet.
And that's your choice. What you choose to do. Somebody said, well, all I get thrown my way, I got to be vague. Amen. Somebody said, visitors might not come back. There have been 1,000 before. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Deal with it. I'm just helping some people. Amen. Amen. I look at it this way. And one thing I learned, somebody said, all I get thrown at me is rubbish. You know, you got to be careful. You know, on the East, we can say the word crap. Some places, that's a foul word. Amen. But everybody said, all I get thrown at me is just manure. My life stinks because all I get thrown at me is just a bunch of junk. Anybody feel like that? You know, just stuff after stuff. I try to get out and here's more stuff. My life just stinks. Well, I've learned that if I kept getting stinky stuff thrown at me, and boy, I had a lot of it. Amen. I've learned that stinky stuff can be turned to fertilizer.
Amen.
I put it on the seed of the Word of God and use it and makes my stuff grow real green. Somebody say, how are you so green and rich and prospered and blessed? They're going to say that in a few times and say, I had lots of crap. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, I took that stuff, put it on the Word of God, and it caused my stuff to grow real green. Amen. When you see stuff, people that come out of nowhere and cause seed to grow, and you say, man, they must have had everything go their way. No, they've learned to turn crap into fertilizer. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you're not going to learn to prosper until you learn to take some crud, amen, and put it on the seed of the Word. Stop crying and complaining about it. Amen. Plant it. Amen. And cause your stuff to grow. Somebody say, all things work together for the good. How many of you expect to be real green?
Amen.
We had a word of prophecy around here that we'll be green. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the first phase is on. Amen. Hallelujah. So we say, well, wow, I'm ready to be blessed. I'm ready to be blessed. But we don't want to have any challenges. We don't want to have any opposition. We want to please God, but we don't want to have anything to exercise our faith with. We don't want to overcome anything. Amen. There's no spiritual welfare. But we will all do well.
Amen.
But we all, when God wants to give us something, we're all going to have to apply our faith to it. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Just believe and trust God and it'll be all right in time.
Amen.
Some say, due season. One of the things I found out with this due season, this timing meant due season or opportunity, there's a timing of season of opportunity. Seasons of opportunity come for everybody. But some people miss their season of opportunity because they're so worried about the stuff in their hair.
Amen.
Your season of opportunity is going to come when you need it the most. But if you're so wrapped up and worried about your problems, you're going to miss your season of opportunity. So we say amen. One thing I've found about this season of opportunity, it kind of bugged me a little bit, but I still got to teach the word. It said just a short while. Just a short while. I said, darn, that's disappointing. You know, I've been going through this mess for a year. Amen. And all of a sudden, a short while. Well, I tell you what, God can wop up in about 5 days what the devil can do in 20 years.
Amen.
Amen. God can handle what you've got yourself into quickly. Amen. And many of us miss seasons of little short seasons of opportunity, you know, and we're too busy crying about stuff and worrying about stuff. Amen. And we miss that opportunity. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say your help's coming, but it's not going to sit there in a mess and wait for you to get yourself together. It's like a burning building. We got to learn to be firefighters and different things. You know, they go into these burning buildings, the house on fire. And you know what? If I come to your house on fire, and you pulling out radios, clocks, and crying about the pictures that got burnt, I'm going to leave your butt right there. Somebody say amen. If it gets hot enough, we'll go back. Amen. But many people are like that. Deliverance comes to them in the midst of it. Stuff. They're so worried about stuff that they know God's going to fix. They know God's going to work that stuff out. Amen. He'll restore what the devil steals and all this other stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Think about your deliverance at the time of deliverance. Put deliverance first place. Put opportunity first place. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And you'll get out of what God wants you to get out of. And I think that's good enough. That's a good start. Don't you think? I think that's a really good start. Somebody say,
this is
my season of opportunity. And I need to be alert and spiritually perceptive. Let's say you got to be strong and know the whole Bible. No. Amen. You'll miss it. Amen. Just means you just got to say, how can you be alert? Say, I know God wants to bless me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And I know I've got a due season coming, amen. And I'm here to prophesy to you right now in the name of Jesus. This is your due season.
Amen.
We'll make it real easy for you. Your water is troubled. Everybody in here, you wouldn't be in here this morning and have me talk about this stuff and it not be your due season. There's some opportunity your way. Open your eyes immediately and you'll find it, amen. And it'll bring prosperity to you. Amen. You'll come out of it.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Don't just look at me and say, glory to God. This is a due season.
Glory to God.
This is a season where miracles happen. Anything can happen. Glory to God. The water's troubled and there are angels sent to your behalf to bring you out and to give you an expected end. Amen. You just take advantage of it and get excited about it. Amen. Start checking the mailbox. Glory to God. Pick up the phone on the first ring. Amen. Call them. Glory to God. Show up at the thing early. Amen. Somebody say, I'm waiting. Somebody say, I expect a miracle to take place. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I mean, God's real quick, you know, and perception is just awesome. For the last month or so, you know, I'd just be meditating on something, cutting my grass. Think about somebody, within 4 hours, they're right there.
Amen.
Bill Decker coming all the way in from England. Ain't seen the man since the time he left. Amen. About a year later, thinking God said, you better get this ready. Bill might show up. Amen. The day, amen, that I was out there doing it, God said he'd show up. He was right there. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Ken Menzio. Somebody say perception. Meditating with Ken, called his name out, cutting the grass, amen. Said, you know what? Ken Menzio was right. That brother was crazy. Not Ken Menzio, but the brother he was talking about, amen. Thought about that. Ain't seen Ken Menzio in 3 years. Went to Starbucks. Didn't know who Ken Menzio had gained some weight, amen. But, amen, I got there and I saw Ken Menzio, amen. Somebody say perception.
Perception.
Perception. Perception. Stop looking in your direction. Start looking in the direction of God, amen.
Amen.
Get your perception open. Your deliverance is there, amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Whenever you hear God call you to the prayer house, amen, or call you to worship or call you to prayer, he's trying to tune up your perception so you'd be able to see what God has for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for this time, this season of prayer, worship, and the word that we might be able to perceive and see the good thing when it comes our way. Amen. Now, tonight, I'm going to be talking to you. Amen. Today, we just got this one thing across. Amen. That this is your due season. He talked about due season. Amen. I got it. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're going to talk about due season, and you're going to find out that during due season, you're given certain things. We're going to talk about the responsibility that goes along with due season. Amen. Tonight. Isn't it good?
Amen.
How many are glad that you're coming out of the dark?
Amen.
And that this is a new day? Do you hear me? Friday night, we went to have Holy Ghost service. We went to have a Holy Ghost meeting, regular meeting. We couldn't barely have the service. We shouted and danced the whole night away.
Amen.
And the only thing we heard from God, amen, this is the time. This is the hour. This is the season. This is due season. Write it down real big. Write it down real big. Amen. Call me a liar if you want to. Amen. But I'm here to prophesy and I'm here to speak to you. Amen. That this is your due season. Some things are fixing to turn around. Amen. I like that. Sometimes you need some stuff turned around. Amen. This is the season God wants to turn it around for you. Amen.
Amen.
Last time I sang that song was God's about to turn some things around. I was losing real bad in the spades game with Rex and Crystal. Amen. I mean, we were in the hole. I mean, it was terrible. Amen. I mean, we were never coming out. We were supposed to be 500 the other way. We were 500 the wrong way. Amen. And Krista was trying to be Christian, not saying anything, but she had that little smirk on her face. Amen. I knew what she was thinking, you know, but I didn't let the devil get to me, even in the spades game. You know, I said, I'm not going to lose this game. Amen. You know, someone said, well, they're believers too, don't you think, God? I said, I don't know for sure. Amen. God's on my side. Amen. You know, so I got to believe it. Amen. Tell them, Chris, to tell the truth. So I sat up there in that spades game. Somebody said, you can use your faith in anything. Amen. You might be losing this spades game. Amen. The only thing you can do is go blind six. Amen. You know what I mean? When you start using that blind faith, you know, so I bid the blind six. And I started to sing the song, God's about to turn some things around. Hallelujah. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. We are not defeated. Amen. Even though the score looked like it. Amen. I said, we're not going down anymore. God's about to turn some things around. Somebody say hallelujah. You remember, don't you, girl? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you know, we can use Crystal as an example this morning, you know. So the devil remembers what happens to us. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Not saying Crystal's the devil. Amen. But she did lose that game. Glory to God. Because I tell you what, I got two witnesses here. Amen. They might not want to admit it, but they'll tell you in the coffee bar. God turned it around for Brother Jesse and Brother Rod. Amen. They came out of the hole. Amen. And won that game triumphantly. And every time, amen, I got the right hand. Amen. Every time opportunity came. Amen. See, you would miss your opportunity every time the cards are dealt to you. Amen. You'd miss the opportunity, but I was singing this song, God's about to turn some things around. So I was expecting the big joker, the little joker, ace and deuce. Amen. Somebody say, you'll expect it when you sing it. Everybody say, God's about
to turn some things
around. Somebody say, glory to God. And then, you know, when that stuff gets dealt to you, glory to God, instead of expecting you no trouble. Instead of expecting it to get worse, when you're singing songs like that, glory to God, you'll start to get good stuff. Amen.
Amen.
You'll start to get, you know, in the game of spades, we got to have a tournament here one day. Amen. I still hear the Holy Ghost and I play. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. Those are of the devil. Those are of the devil. Oh, whatever. Hallelujah. I still hear the Holy Ghost. I still love God. I'm still going to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some of you just play a good old game of cards instead of talking about the people that do play them. Amen. You'd be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, all of a sudden, you know, I would start to get hands. They didn't look like the big joker, little joker. Does anybody understand that? The stuff that could win. I started getting real junky stuff. Amen. And I said, God's about to turn it around anyhow. Amen. I took that junky stuff and went nil. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's how you look at stuff. It's how you look at stuff. Amen.
Amen.
You got a winning hand coming. Amen. God's about to stack your deck. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can win. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody, you might not have a lot of space. Go kneel. You get double points. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand up and be blessed right now. Hallelujah. How many are happy about that good news?
Amen.
How many are happy about that good news?
Amen.
If you knew me a little bit better, you'd be excited.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Father.
Amen.
Spread the news to somebody. Take it by the hand. Somebody's got faith and somebody that knows us, get over here to Mace and get some of these visitors. Some of you that know without a shadow of a doubt that you believe it, grab somebody's hand and I want you to look them in their eye. Go there real quickly. Don't scare them. Amen. Hallelujah. Just find somebody. Some of you that got faith and really believe, find somebody real quick. Amen. Find somebody. And some of you just sitting there looking silly, go find somebody. Hallelujah. Rex, go get to Brother David. Amen. Go get to somebody. And I want you to look at them. And if you really believe it, look at them in the face and say, God, he's about to turn some things around. Say it with faith and confidence. Tell him again, God is about to turn that situation around. Now I want you to pray for him in the Holy Ghost and command it to turn around immediately in the name of Jesus. Turn around in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Whatever's made wrong, pray right now in the name of Jesus. That situation would immediately turn around. You'll never be the same again in the name of Jesus. Restore the joy. Restore the hope. Turn it around right now in the name of Jesus. Turn around. Turn around in the name of Jesus. There's an anointing right now. I just sense that anointing. You pray, you believe, and you speak it, and watch it manifest. Watch it manifest. Don't worry about a thing. God is on your side. You're going to make it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. And tell him, expect something good to happen. Expect something good to happen. You expect something good to happen. It's going to turn around. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you in the name of it. It's turning around. Glory to God. It's turning around. It's going to turn around right in the midst of your enemies. Start to send letters out. I want you to come to my turning around party. Glory to God. I want you to come to my turning around party. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's about to restore everything in the name of Jesus. You lost that house. You're about to get another one in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it happening? Isn't it happening? Girl, every time I see you, I get happy. Look at how good she looks back there. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, that's a turnaround. You people scare me. Huh? You scare me not to the fact that she's changed, but I tell you what, can't look at the woman. Look at God. Does anybody else see that but me? Am I going out of my mind? Some say it's being turning around. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now smile like you're happy about it. Act like you're happy about it. Amen. Just act like you believe it. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory. I'm here to tell you, amen, there's going to be a new day. Not there's going to be a new day. There is a new day. Amen. There is a new day. And I prophesy your birds are going to start to sing. Amen. I don't care if their beak got knocked off. Amen. Them birds are going to be singing. Hallelujah. I pray that there be a sign sent your way to give you faith and confidence to know that these things are so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all be blessed to come back tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. And get that second part. Amen. Love the people. Let them know. Y'all get a cup of coffee if you want to. Visitors can have it free. The rest of you got to pay $12 a cup. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. No, I'm joking. Women's ministry Saturday. Women's ministry Saturday. Us men, we're going to get together and have a better time than the women. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Good music.